Hello and welcome to a review of this week's episode of Business English Ace Radio podcast that helps you boost your English one episode at a time. I'm H.E. Colby, a seasoned business English professor and author of the BusinessEnglishAce.com and Espanol.BusinessEnglishAce.com blogs. I'm so happy you are here with me today. I examine a part of erroneous English or not in every episode. In episode 13, you learn how to use infer versus imply correctly in your English sentences and conversations. Tune in to Business English Ace Radio at businessenglishace.com/BEAR13 for the answer to our erroneous English question of the week. You and I start a new series to strengthen your business skills. The new series concerns the 7 C's of business English writing. The second C is completeness. If you prepare memos, emails, and other documents at the office, tune in to www.businessenglishace.com/BEAR13 to learn more today. You continue learning in the new segment, Business English Ace Success, about the 7 habits of successful people. So tune in today at businessenglishace.com/BEAR13 for the number 4 habit of successful people. Every week, our English class together on Business English Ace Radio is packed with news and information that you need for success at the office and at school. Our business book preview concerns Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive by business guru and inspirational speaker Harvey McKay. The recent blog post is about resources to help you if you are an MBA candidate or already in B school. And our quote of the week is from a Japanese proverb. So tune in today, businessenglishace.com/BEAR13 for more information about these topics. Tune in at www.businessenglishace.com/BEAR13 to improve your business English skills and increase your job opportunities. Well, I'm H.E. Colby. Thank you for joining me today for this preview of the next episode of Business English Ace Radio. Remember to visit my blogs at businessenglishace.com and espanol.businessenglishace.com. Until the next time, happy business English studies.